Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, dealing with those respiratory diseases that want to attack our beef cattle herd. Back on that in just a moment.
When Kubota celebrates, Kubota customers win. And right now, we're celebrating over 1.5 million sales in America. That means you win with a special milestones and money-back savings event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take advantage of hundreds or even thousands of dollars in instant cash rebates on select new Kubota equipment now through December 31st. It's the savings event that celebrates Kubota customers, past, present, and future. Learn more at KubotaMilestonesSavings.com.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's always a challenge when you're moving cattle in the winter season. One of the big challenges, respiratory diseases. Scott Nordstrom with Merck Animal Health joining us today. Scott, obviously we've got to pay a lot of attention to respiratory diseases when we're working our beef cattle herd.
Well, we're coming into a period of time when those animals are going to be put together, they're going to be commingled, and there'll be a lot of respiratory disease that we see in those calves. And one of the best things that we can do is be proactive on a preventative program with vaccination to make sure those calves are protected before we commingle them, so before that they see those diseases, both viral and bacterial diseases.
When we think about, you know, trying to get ahead of some of these diseases, What are some options for us then?
Well, there's a lot of options. You need to consider what are the most prevalent pathogens that we see or diseases that we see in cattle. We have the common viruses, which are IBR, BVD, PI3, and BRSV, which are common viruses that cattle get. But there's also some really common bacterial pathogens. And one that we're seeing more of than ever before is Pasteurella multocida. So we're going to want to make sure that vaccines that we utilize to prevent disease in calves contain those viruses and bacterial pathogens, both Pasteurella multocida and another bacterial pathogen called Mannheimia hemolytica.
Big names.
Yeah, they are big names for pretty nasty little diseases that cost us a lot of money in cattle, very common in pre-weaning and weaning cattle. They reduce growth, they reduce reproductive performance, and overall cut the longevity of cattle in the feedlot and also in reproducing herds.
When we think about the portfolio of products that Merck has, how can you address them with some of your products?
Well, we have a great answer as far as vaccines go with the Vista line of vaccines. And right now, it's the most complete viral vaccine online or on the market, with a combination of the Pasteurellas. It comes in combination with Pasteurella multocida and Mannheimia hemolytica. So it's a nice answer to providing preventive protection to those calves.
Scott Nordstrom with Merck Animal Health talking about some of the issues that we've got during this time of year when we're dealing with cattle on the move. Invariably, respiratory diseases will rear their ugly head. That means we've got to be proactive in dealing with them just as quickly as we possibly can. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. That is your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.